Everyone in my family has killed someone. It's just that not all of them killed other people. With these chilling words, Ernest Cunningham opens his account of a family reunion gone terribly wrong. As a writer of how-to guides for aspiring authors, Ernest understands the importance of playing fair with readers. He promises no tricks, no unreliable narration, just the unvarnished truth about his dysfunctional family and the murders that connect them. His analytical mind constantly references the rules of detective fiction even as he's living through one, breaking the fourth wall to ensure we're following the complex web of relationships and motives. What makes this confession so unsettling isn't just its bluntness, it's that Ernest means it literally. Every member of the Cunningham family has blood on their hands, though the circumstances vary dramatically. From accidents to self-defense to premeditated murder, the spectrum of killing creates a moral ambiguity that defies simple categorization. But what happens when a family defined by secrets and violence gathers at an isolated mountain resort? As a blizzard approaches and tensions rise, the discovery of a frozen body transforms their reunion into something far darker, a sealed room mystery where every family member becomes both suspect and potential victim. The Cunningham/Garcia reunion at Sky Lodge Mountain Retreat is meticulously organized by Aunt Catherine with color-coded spreadsheets. The setting is eerily isolated modernist chalets scattered like shark's teeth across snowy terrain, 40 minutes from civilization, with a blizzard approaching that threatens to cut them off completely. Family tensions are palpable. Ernest's mother, Audrey, remains cold toward him, while stepfather Marcello attempts reconciliation despite underlying resentments. Stepsister Sophia gives Ernest disturbing reunion bingo cards featuring a square labeled broken bone or someone dies with an unsettling smiley face. Their troubled history begins with Ernest's father, Robert, publicly known as a police officer who died robbing a gas station while drunk. In truth, he was an undercover informant against corrupt officers in the Sabres group, murdered for witnessing a child's killing. More trauma followed when Audrey shot a bank robber, but the deepest wound came when Ernest's brother Jeremy reportedly died in an overheated car, an event so traumatic that Ernest has huge black patches in his memory of that day. When Ernest's brother Michael arrives at the reunion looking renewed despite his prison sentence, tensions rise. Before reconciliation can occur, the discovery of a frozen body, nicknamed Green Boots, transforms their family gathering into a murder investigation. Sophia identifies the victim's blackened face as ash in his windpipes, the signature of the Black Tongue serial killer. The situation deteriorates when Michael is found dead the next morning, suffocated with ash in the same manner, despite being under guard. Lucy, overwhelmed with grief, takes her own life by jumping from the resort's roof. Officer Crawford reveals himself as Jeremy Cunningham, Ernest's supposedly dead brother, seeking answers about his past. The truth emerges that Jeremy wasn't killed, but kidnapped by the Sabres as leverage to obtain Robert's photographs. Audrey maintained this deception for decades to protect her remaining sons. Ernest's hidden $267,000, preserved in vacuum-sealed bags beneath his cabin floor, becomes a crucial element in this web of deception, connecting to their father's shadowy past and corrupt detective Alan Holton. Throughout the narrative, Ernest references Knox's Ten Commandments for mystery writers, promising to play fair with readers. He simultaneously experiences events and analyzes them through literary conventions, noting when reality aligns with or defies mystery tropes. The novel explores the tension between truth and family loyalty. Ernest's testimony against Michael 3 years earlier made him an outcast in a family that prioritizes closing ranks above all else. The Cunninghams live by an unwritten code where protecting their own supersedes other moral obligations. When Ernest asks Marcello how he distinguishes between heroes and villains as a lawyer, the deflection underscores the complexity of moral judgment. This theme appears in the For Gallantry Medal at Sky Lodge, a reminder that violent acts can be deemed heroic or criminal based merely on context and motivation. The investigation reveals Michael and Aaron's grave-robbing expedition before the reunion, uncovering a weather-worn coffin with a carved infinity symbol, the resting place of Alan Holton's former partner, whom Ernest's father had shot in self-defense. The investigation pivots with the discovery of microdots, miniaturized images no larger than punctuation marks hidden inside Robert Cunningham's platinum Rolex Submariner. Sophia orchestrated the watch's theft during Marcello's surgery, replacing it with a counterfeit. The authentic timepiece eventually reached Alan Holton, who immediately recognized its significance. While sorting through his suitcase after the Sky Lodge tragedy, Ernest finds Sophia's bingo card with Michael's peculiar edit, "Ernest fixes something." The added period catches his attention, and using his phone's magnifying app, Ernest uncovers 16 microscopic photographs within that tiny dot. These images show Edgar McCauley and an accomplice moving Lucy's apparently lifeless body, providing the crucial missing piece to the murder puzzle. The full complexity emerges. Rebecca McCauley had been murdered before the kidnapping hoax was staged, the entire narrative serving as an elaborate smokescreen to conceal the true crime. As the story climaxes, the Sky Lodge resort burns while survivors huddle in the snow. Jeremy shares a final conversation with Ernest before apparently dying from his injuries. Ernest's life unravels afterward. He sells his house to escape memories and begins divorce proceedings with Aaron. The funerals highlight a cruel irony: Michael's with just a few mourners, while Lucy's draws hundreds. The novel examines how family histories both anchor and burden. Ernest's career reflects desperate attempts to escape his father's shadow. Jeremy's kidnapping and adoption created a dual identity, his original self effectively erased when given a new name and family. Audrey emerges as particularly complex, her protective instincts driving her to keep devastating secrets. Her choices, intended to shield her children, instead create fault lines in the family's foundation. This web of lies ultimately destroys the very relationships she sought to preserve. Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone delivers on its provocative title with a story that's both a gripping murder mystery and an exploration of family loyalty, trauma, and secrets. The novel examines how families construct their own narratives and how truth becomes malleable to protect loved ones. Ernest's challenge becomes determining how to carry his family legacy, acknowledging the past without being defined by it. His relationship with stepsister Sophia demonstrates how chosen family can prove stronger than blood ties, while his mother and stepfather's relationship shows how love can survive terrible mistakes. What makes us family? The secrets we keep, the blood we share, or the truths we face together? In a world where everyone has killed someone, literally or metaphorically, perhaps the most courageous act isn't solving the mystery, but living with its solution. As a narrator, Ernest keeps his promise to play fair, guiding us through deception to a truth more complex than imagined.